Hi parents, my name is Renee Sinning. Welcome to another episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about peer pressure. Peer pressure is a tough one. It's been around for ages. It will probably be around from ages. And if you're the parent of a teenager and your child is dealing with peer pressure, then you know how painful it is, right? It's painful for the teenager and it's equally painful for the parent. It is especially tough when your teenager is making all the right choices, only to be left feeling lonely, left out, like they don't fit in, sad, angry, confused, unsure. They're making all the right choices. They're trying to do everything right. They're trying to fit in. And they're just being like bombarded with peer pressure. It's so hard. It's so hard to watch because there's no right answer. There just isn't. It's always been around. And there's so many things that in this day and age contribute to peer pressure that we just didn't have in the past. It shows up, and it seems like it just shows up everywhere. It can show up in sports. Maybe trying out for a team. There's pressure maybe to try out for a team or to get a certain position, maybe be captain or be a pitcher or get on a relay, whatever that may be. Extracurricular activities. You might have friends that want you to be in the computer club, but then you have other friends in a different group and the computer club is too nerdy. So what will people think? How will they look at me? So there can be a lot of peer pressure there that keeps you from engaging or trying out activities that you secretly are interested in. There is sometimes peer pressure with academics and with getting certain grades. You might have competition with your peers for an upcoming test, or a lot of times there's peer pressure when it comes to getting into college, like what school are you applying to and how many schools are you going to, and even pressure, are you going to college? And if you're not going to college, then what are you going to do? So there can be peer pressure around academics. And then of course, we talk about social expectations. There's so much peer pressure around that. Going to a party, not going to a party. What you're doing at the party, if there's drugs there, alcohol or vaping. Who to hang around with, what friends to fit in with to be cool. There's sexual pressure from the sending and the receiving of nudes, which is just crazy among kids today, to actually having sex. There's a lot of pressure there among, could be if you're a girl, I mean, maybe your girlfriends are having sex and you're not ready, or it could be a dating relationship between you and a partner or whatever that may be. So there's a lot of pressure there socially to fit in. And the thing is that there are three things that teenagers, all teens yearn for, and those are love, acceptance, and friendship. And so if those pieces are missing, if your teenager doesn't feel like they have those pieces, it's easy to understand why they succumb to peer pressure. And so the question is, how do we help them? How can you help your teenager who is challenged with peer pressure and it's really impacting their life and yours? So I'm going to give you five things to try. Number one, we want to empower teenagers to use their voice, to understand that no means no. And this is especially important when it comes to dangerous activities, sex or drugs, or some kids are involved in shoplifting, any kind of dangerous activities. It's important for them to know how to use their voice and say no. So you can help them practice, especially if they're younger. You could like role play. You might not be able to do that if they're like in high school. They may not be down for that so much. But empowering them to use their voice, the earlier we can start them with that, the better. Number two, and some people will not agree with this, allow them to resort to a little white lie to save face. Now, I'm not for lying, right? I'm a mom of three kids. My kids are now in their 20s, so did I let them get away with lying? No, of course not. But in this situation, I would have, and I actually told my own kids to do this from time to time if they were in a situation that they needed to save face, right? And some people will say, well, just empower them to use their voice and may, you know, let, they need confidence. And I agree with all that. And that is the goal of all the teens that I work with, to build up their self-esteem and their self-confidence and to empower them so that they're confident to use their voice and to say no. But sometimes a little white lie, and you, again, you can agree with this or not, allows them to save face. So an excuse such as, if you're at a party, if they're at a party, my parents drug test me. So that'll get them out of doing drugs, right? That's a big face saver because a lot of kids are pressured to do drugs. Or they could fabricate a story about someone they, quote, knew, where ABC happened to them. My uncle died from alcohol, or maybe that did happen, right? Or my cousin's friend got popcorn lung, or I saw on all these pictures of popcorn lung from vaping, and they were horrible. So whatever you have to do, these social situations are so much pressure for teenagers. So you kind of have to decide what message you want to give your teen. So you might not like that, and that might not be an option in your family, and that's fine. But for some parents, they like that and they want to use that, and they just want to give, they feel more confident knowing that their teenager has that out where they can save face. And that some of that, like if you say my parents drug test me, that kind of puts the blame on you, the parents. So you have to be okay with taking that burden on. I know that I was. And so it's just up to you. It's whatever works for your family, right? Number three is help them feel confident in their decision. Oh my gosh, this is definitely easier said than done. But teenagers who feel confident and who feel self-assured, it's a lot easier for them to not give in to peer pressure. Those are the kids that are comfortable saying, no, I don't want to, right? And the no, I don't want to is enough. So when they have that confidence and that self-assuredness, they don't need to resort to the little white lie. So the little white lie is more of like an in-between. When they are confident in their own decisions and confident saying no, it feels good, right? It builds up their self-esteem, their self-worth. These are all skills that can be learned, by the way. Self-esteem, self-confidence, self-worth. These are skills that can be learned. They can be taught. I work with teens all the time, and these are skills that we're always working on. And so I've seen kids go from having virtually no self-worth to having exuding confidence from the inside out, but it's a process and it takes time. Number four is have an emergency secret code word for your family. You've probably heard this before, but pick a family word or pick an emoji, something that wouldn't be suspicious if someone saw your child's phone that allows them to get picked up in an emergency. It allows you to maybe text your child back and say, hey, family emergency, I'm coming to get you. Where are you? Or whatever that is. But it's that secret word. It's your teenager saying to you, I'm not comfortable in this situation. I want you to come get me. And so you have something pre-planned and already set. And again, that is a safe face thing. When teens are around other teens, not feeling weird, not feeling like the outcast, not wanting to get bullied for leaving or for not drinking or whatever, that's a real thing. And so these are just ideas to kind of help them navigate those situations that they might find themselves in. Number five is teach your teens to trust their gut. Our gut instincts rarely fail us. Our gut instincts rarely fail us. Oh my gosh, our gut instincts, they rarely fail us, right? So if they have a pit in their stomach that something doesn't feel right, or they have a nagging thought that I shouldn't do that, they probably shouldn't. Trust your gut. It's not going to fail you. And then number six, just be their soft place to fall, right? Being a teenager is hard, and having to deal with that peer pressure, it's really, really hard. Listen to what they're saying. Don't try to fix things. Maybe try to read between the lines. Empathize and or sympathize with them. You know, let them know that you're going to get through this, but don't minimize their hurt and their pain. Allow them to feel the feels and to let them know that you get it. I get that this is hard for you. I understand you're hurt. I understand you're angry. I understand you're confused or sad or whatever that is. We're going to get through this, but don't minimize their pain. If you get a chance to and the opportunity's there, share funny stories. If it's the right moment, make sure it's the right moment. If they're in tears, you don't necessarily want to share a funny story, or maybe you do. If it fits in, you know your child best. And so if you get that opportunity, maybe a story about your past or someone they know or something you saw on TV, whatever that may be. Funny short stories sometimes can shift some of that energy, that heavy energy. And then look for past examples of things that they've done where they've succeeded, proof that they will persevere. Because when kids are in the midst of going through tough times and they're not believing in themselves and they're feeling peer pressure and they're feeling this and they're thinking everything like it's the end of the world and everything sucks, look to their past for examples of proof that they will persevere and share them with them. Help them to see them because they're stuck in the muck. They could be stuck in the muck. And then tell them you're proud of them, which you probably do all the time. Can't say it too much. You really just can't say it too much. Always acknowledge and validate their feelings. I understand. I mean, or something like, you know, I can see you're angry. Obviously, I can see you're hurt. It makes sense that you would feel that way. And then you don't have to condone what they did. You're just acknowledging that you see them and you're validating that their feelings are normal. And I understand, but you're not condoning their actions if they've made poor choices or whatever that situation may be. And so those are five tips, actually six. I'll go through them again real quick. Number one, power them to use their voice. Number two, the little white lie so they can save face. Number three, help them to feel confident in their decisions. Number four, the secret code word with your family or secret code emoji. Number five, teach them to trust their gut. And number six, be their soft place to fall. And as always, use what you want. Throw away what doesn't work. If some of this doesn't work for your family, then just throw it out. You don't need to use it. You know, there's much more to the story of teen peer pressure. And so we really do want to take it seriously when they're in that situation. It's because for some teenagers, peer pressure can be devastating. It really can. It can lead to self-harm. It can lead to suicidal tendencies. And so you just don't want to minimize what they're going through. On the other hand, peer pressure, to some extent, obviously it's normal, and sometimes it's even good. So for some kids, it's that peer pressure that acts as a motivator. Maybe they want to get a certain position on a team. And so the peer pressure coming from their friends or whatever could be a motivator. It just depends for the kids. And then lastly, if your teenager is having a tough time with peer pressure or anything else, try to dig deep, get to the bottom, figure out the real reason, figure out what's going on, because there is a reason what behind all of this and you want the details. Don't assume that it's going to fix itself. You want to find out what's really going on. And that is it for this episode of the Empowered Parent Podcast. My name is Renee Sinning. I'm a teen life coach and parent partner. I work with teens every day. And so I see a lot of peer pressure. I see a lot of social anxiety, low self-confidence, low self-esteem. It's hard. It's hard being a teenager in today's world. It's hard being a parent in today's world. It's really tough to navigate it all because it's different from when you and I were kids. Definitely from when I was a kid. And I guess it depends on your age, but you get the message. So if your teen is having a really tough time, I would encourage you to not assume it'll fix itself and figure out what kind of support is going to best serve them. It could be a medical professional like a therapist or a counselor or somebody in the medical field. Sometimes that's exactly who they need. It could be a teen life coach. It just depends on your kid. And it's always about figuring out what it is that your teenager needs. So if you have any questions, if you're curious about teen life coaching, just message me, reach out, and I'd be glad to share some more information with you. But in the meantime, hang in there, parents. Dealing with peer pressure is tough. And you'll get through it. Just hang in there. Talk to you later. Bye.